This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The icons of the day on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Victoria is off this hour. The time to think is now. The time to speak is now. You can be, what's the old expression, walk softly and carry a big stick? You can do that with your own attention to whatever it is that turns you on. We were talking, and I think it makes sense for us to visit what Americans are really involved in, and it's not politics anymore, Jennifer. Hard news, politics, moving away from the social media focus. I think this is interesting, Jay, don't you? The top stories that were researched now in the last month versus a year ago at this time.
Yeah, people are tired of it. It's almost been so oversaturated, and everybody's fighting, and I think people are just tired of everyone fighting, and even though COVID isn't gone yet, everyone's tired of reading about that, too.
Last year, 18 of the top 20 stories were, I guess the key word would be how you'd tell what the stories were about. Trump, coronavirus, Biden, George Floyd, White House, racism. Those were the top searched keywords. And now, thanks to the storyline of the moment, with the who's doing what, Aaron Rodgers has gotten a lot of his vaccination status, a lot of interest. And then there's the NFL.
So much of sports is politics now, too. I mean, everything. Politics has found its way into everything.
Yeah.
So right. I don't even know if it means we get a break from politics if people are covering sports, because what are the big stories in sports these days? It's about crime stories, or it's about people who have, you know, people who aren't taking the vaccine. Whatever it is, it kind of just carries over. And I wonder if it's because people are losing faith also, and continuing, this is not a new trend, but continuing to lose faith in the news media, the mainstream news media, because I think that there's a really big distrust that was already there, but I think that distrust is growing. And I wonder how many people are just turned off because they just don't even know if they can believe what's being told to them on newscasts anymore.
Well, let me offer this as a, not a caveat to that, but an addendum to that, because I think you're very right about, and this is a word to my friends who run radio stations. You know, we present this radio show. I've been on the radio for a long time, and I've been doing a syndicated morning radio program since 88. So what's that, 33, 34 years? Matter of fact, in October, I should have thought about that. Began the 34th year of this, of me doing the morning syndicated program.
That's right. Yeah.
Been on the air longer than anybody else in the country doing a syndicated program. And I'm proud of that. I had a lot of very interesting people that have worked with me over the years. None of them as interesting as Jennifer and Jay and Victoria, however.
Of course.
I say that not to be facetious. It really is. It's, as our consultant Mike McVeigh says, it's the other show. And the reason I've always been, and people have laughed at me sort of a little bit, or they've had fun at my expense. I've always looked over my shoulder because I've always been on my own. I don't belong to any big company, and nobody sort of tells me what to do and how to do stuff. I've done this and survived this long pretty much on my own. And so when I say to you, and I've said this, I could feel it coming years ago. And Jennifer, you and I have talked about this. Not that we don't have conversation about politics and hard news, because people do want to talk about those things. But there are so many other things going on in the world that are interesting, because people are so interesting and the world is so interesting. Who wants to wrap themselves around, and this is not about the flag, it's wrapping yourself around conversations where people would tell you that they've wrapped themselves around the flag, but have they really? Most of the time they wrap themselves around themselves. And so this very interesting trend here about the national conversation is a warning, if that's the right word, or certainly something for people who are running news talk radio stations to think about, with having, at least instead of having 24 hours of the same stuff all day, all night, every day, in and out, have something maybe different. I know it sounds like a sales pitch for this program, but it kind of is, because that is where things are going. And there are a handful of cities now that have changed a lot of what they're the big, like KFI in Los Angeles. That's not really a political station. That's your major rival, the Jennifer on the station that you're on. Your station is all political, and KFI is not.
KFI gets pretty political, though, especially, but they focus a lot on local politics. I mean, you've got John and Ken in the afternoon. So right. I think there is, depending on the day part, a focus on politics.
Right, yeah. But I'm saying that this shows, with the research, Jay, that people are searching. The key words have changed in the past year. And there's a, you know, look at television. How many telecasts are there of, look at CBS, look at all of them. How much sports they have on all those network shows. All the network television channels.
And I think that's where people get
networks.
So it's not even just the network's programming. There's packages. Like, you have the Sunday ticket with the NFL. You have the basketball ticket. You have hockey tickets where you can see not just your local sports, but everything going on in each individual league. It is a lot.
And just wrapping up on that, I think that's why people get mad when sports becomes politicized, or, you know, with the whole kneeling thing a few years ago, whatever it was. It's like people just want that to be a safe space for them. They don't want to have to think about stuff. They don't want, you know, you just want to tune out and watch and be distracted and not be hit with the stuff that you hear through the week.
So this, thinking about the list, you know, on Fridays, we go through the talkers' top 10 for our own input for an hour here on the DJV program as an ancillary companion to the Talk Radio Countdown show. And if you've noticed, a lot of the political stuff has been waning from the top of the list. And the people involved in politics have been waning from the top of the list. So something, and you know what? You said something that really strikes me, Jennifer. Losing faith in the news media. Well, I think Americans are losing faith in pretty much all of our institutions.
Well, I think that's true.
Religion.
I don't think, if you look at the approval ratings of Congress, it's like in the single digits. It's crazy.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, the perfect example, and I think about it this week in all seriousness, because we watched this all kind of unfold together, but the story of the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse, which the reason we're talking about it again is he's been sitting in the courtroom and his trial is underway. And if you don't remember, after Jacob Blake was shot in a police-involved shooting, he didn't die, he was in the hospital, but there were riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And a Black Lives Matter was out, there was a curfew in town. Kyle Rittenhouse had an AR-15 at 17 years old, went and was like trying to protect, he says he was trying to protect this neighborhood that was like where his grandmother was or something. And we can all agree that this guy was not supposed to be out on the streets. And by the way, neither were any of the other people who were out there rioting. Everybody was not supposed to be on the street.
Mm-hmm.
But the way the media portrayed this, they portrayed that he had shot Black people, that he was a white supremacist, that he was out there like open season hunting Black people. Well, if you've been following any of the court case, I mean, he was convicted before he even set foot in a court. And when if you've been following this trial, it's an eye opener for someone like me who even follows the news. All of his victims were white. That doesn't necessarily make a difference, but his victims also like had a history of being rapists and all. I mean, just bad people that were out on the streets taking advantage of a bad situation. That doesn't mean he gets to be the executioner here, but no one in the media talked about the fact that he was being chased by these guys, and even one of the victims who was shot admitted on the stand that he was shooting at Kyle Rittenhouse before Kyle Rittenhouse even shot at him, and confirmed the fact that Rittenhouse was acting in self-defense, and that the prosecution had tried to change the story around. If the news media is setting us up, if this guy gets acquitted, then or if there's a mistrial, which is very possible, then all of a sudden people are going to go nuts saying another racist out on the street when none of that is true. And the media has now just thrown gasoline on a fire that is raging.
And there are certain elements of the news media. The New York Times is the worst. L.A. Times isn't much better. Neither is the Boston Globe or the Washington Post. All these newspapers that have these reputations, all the news that's fit to print and all that stuff. It's becoming more and more obvious to people that these are advocacy journalist pieces. And that's, again, talking about losing faith.
It's causing people to, like, burn communities down.
Well, Facebook, the social media, Jay, that's the same. It's the same stuff. It's all one side. You don't know what, just the facts, like the old Dragnet show.
Who, what, when, where, how, and why.
Yeah,
right?
That's it. And why, yes. So other institutions, I mean, think about, beside the government, think about the grocery store and what's there, these huge conglomerates in American agriculture. And, you know, I mean, you can go across the board with our experiences, and the institutions, the hospitals, and we're losing faith in almost everything because they've been allowed in part to get too big, too powerful, and too pushy. All right, back to the trial thing for a second. Who's watching Travis Scott's? Apparently, he has ties to Houston in terms of the investigation, and so that's complicating how people look. Apparently, this guy, his performance, and you were saying this. This is Astroworld, by the way, for those who don't remember the conversation from earlier in the week. This guy is not a good guy. I never heard of him before, but the more I read into this, the more he was the inciter of the problems. What, 8 people died? So what do you do with this guy? What do you do? How does he pay the price of creating the mayhem that he did? Does he get away with it? Does he keep going? What happened?
He'll probably get away with it, but civilly, I think he's going to have to, he's facing lawsuits already on a civil level. Mm-hmm. Paying out victims' families. And, Jay, you know more about this than I do, but I guess he puts, like, a clock up on stage, 15 minutes, and it starts to go down. He encourages people to rush the stage during his shows.
Yeah, he almost, like, not that he's purposefully inciting violence, but he doesn't do anything to keep the audience safe. A lot of the promos leading up to this Astroworld concert and other concerts show people running towards the stage, oblivious to each other, not taking care of each other. He's reposted other, like, his fans that have gotten hurt at the shows and almost boasted on them that, like, they just went that hard and, like, they were
awesome. Sounds like this guy's a real jerk. That's my read on him.
And there has been videos that shows that he has acknowledged that somebody needed help and asked to get help, but he did not stop anything. He did not tell people to give them space. Again, like so many other artists and musicians have done in the past where they notice somebody falls or there's a fight. There was I can't even remember which band. I want to say it was the Foo Fighters it was Nirvana, who they noticed people pushing up towards the stage and a woman was being groped. And they stopped for that. And they harassed the sexual assaulter.
What's the Faith Hill's husband? What's his name?
Tim McGraw.
He loves being groped by the people in there. I don't know if she doesn't like watching it, but. All right, 18 after. This is the DJV show.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
That's that little bit of action on the trending front. Social media connection, Jay Kirshner is here with Victoria, with Jennifer and I. Victoria's off in this hour. So we have Katie Sagal. Earlier, was it in the week, this week or last week, when she got run over by that car?
It was a couple weeks ago, middle of last
long?
Month. Yeah.
Right.
She was hit crossing the street. The driver was making a left-hand turn and totally clipped her.
So how is she doing?
She was spotted for the first time since, making her way from the car into a healthcare facility, probably likely a doctor's appointment, back to the car. No sign of a walking boot or a cast or anything. However, she was on a set of crutches. So looking like she's not back to 100%, but
so
it
when
be
she's,
too long.
If they're still, they have to be still recording, taping the Connors. She's the wife. How do they have, I wonder if they just probably have her sitting in a chair maybe for her scenes.
That's a good question. I don't watch that show, but I would think that they would either do a workaround where she's sitting a lot or standing in like one location, doesn't have to move,
right,
or I don't know how many they already have in the can. But weren't they
accommodating?
Filming live?
Yeah, they started.
Yeah,
well, the first episode was live, but then, and they do have an audience, but the first episode was actually live to tape with, and they were running around. They don't do that anymore, so they do tape ahead, I think, but, they're very accommodating. Like, the first episode back of this season, they had Becky's character. She wanted to go to a fundraiser for animals, and they just didn't put her on the show. So, I have a feeling they'll be pretty accommodating to Katie Sagal, and she's really great, actually, on the Connors. I think it's pretty cool.
I think she's very, attractive. And she's got a lot of spunk. I did like that show she was in with Andy Garcia last year. You said you didn't like it,
Rebel.
Jennifer. But
no, I didn't know how far it could go. I thought she was really good. And I thought the cast was great cast.
Well, it was supposed to be a play on Aaron Brockovich, right? I think that's what it was
about. Yeah, it was produced by her, actually.
Yeah, right. All right, let's move into the Queen of Christmas, Mariah Carey's workspace. What's she doing? Oh, here we go. Let's have something free for the holidays. Whoopee!
Yeah. She is clearly a big fan of McDonald's, so she's teaming up with Mickey D's to create a Mariah's Menu.
Was she and, Bill, when, and Bill Trump, good Doug, the Donald Trump, the fact that he loves McDonald's as much as he does looks like it. So if she likes it, is she eating the stuff from McDonald's? And is she going to look like Trump?
Yeah. So the Mariah's Menu, it's going to run for 12 days starting December 13th, and it's going to feature a different item that will be free along with any $1 purchase on its app. And these are actually Mariah's favorite menu items. She says
from
that some
McDonald's.
Of her favorite memories are with her kids being at McDonald's. Her favorite order, her go-to order, is a cheeseburger with extra pickles. So that will be one of the featured items. And she's not the first celebrity to team up with her. This whole, like, famous orders campaign. You had a rapper with there. You had the K-pop megastars BTS. Other people were collaborating with them. So this is going to be legit.
And I got to say, it makes her seem more human. Yeah, because she's so glam and, like, weird and out of touch. Like, I think it just makes her seem more accessible.
Can't you just see her now, like, dripping with pearls and diamonds and eating a Big Mac?
Exactly. Right.
Well, no, more to the point, her driving into the drive-in and somebody opens up the drive-in window and they see Mariah Carey.
Right.
And, no, it's not really Mariah Carey, is
she
it?
She probably has a driver.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Well, but the interesting thing is that... she has that look of glam. You're right. I think understanding what it's like for the just kind of interesting. Yeah, you don't think of these people as humans. We think of them as, you know, it's like going to the bathroom. Can you imagine Mariah Carey pulling down her pants and going to the bathroom? The same.
I always think of, this is probably like too much, but I always think of when they're in the shower, and any woman knows when you've washed your hair, you got to clean your hair out of certain areas because it just falls.
Yeah,
and I always think of, like, the most glamorous celebrities, like Giselle. Giselle, how do you say your last name? Bushin? I'm like, she has to do that, too.
Yeah.
Well, we all are human. We all have to put our pants on one leg at a time. We all have to go to the toilet every day, and hopefully we take a shower every day. That pretty much reduces everyone who thinks that they're more special than others to the same common denominator, if you please. It's 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Retirement is a time for new hobbies and business endeavors. It can also mean changes when it comes to health care. If you're turning 65, it's a good idea to learn about options for medical coverage. The right choices now can help you stay on top of your health and avoid costly issues later. Vision and dental health gives an early window into overall health, so never miss a checkup. AARP members can utilize the AARP vision discounts provided by iMed that gives access to savings on eye exams and prescription glasses. Members can also access discounts on dental checkups and procedures with options administered by Delta Dental. Prescription medications to manage health can be costly, but you can access a free prescription discount card provided by OptumRx to save on FDA-approved medications and unlock additional benefits. Ease your healthcare search and visit www.aarp.org/healthfacts. AARP and its affiliates are not insurers, agents, brokers, or producers. AARP member benefits are provided by third parties, not by AARP or its affiliates.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The defense has rested in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Closing arguments will take place Monday, and then it will be up to a jury of our peers. A federal appeals court on Thursday has temporarily banned the National Archives from releasing some of former President Trump's records to the House Select Committee investigating January 6. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit has set oral arguments in the case for November 30th. A federal court has ordered a politicized Department of Justice to stop extracting data from the phone of Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe. The FBI claimed a search warrant was issued because of a diary of Ashley Biden, which was never published. Ashley is President Biden's daughter. According to court documents, the government must confirm by today that it has stopped the search of O'Keefe's devices. In a surprise upset, the Dolphins beat the Ravens 22-10 in last night's Thursday Night Football. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The least affected age group in the fight against the coronavirus is that of children. The 5 to 11 age group, according to science, is no more potent than the seasonal flu. In fact, this age group has virtually a 0% chance of harmful effects from COVID-19. Neurosurgeon Dr. Ben Carson on Newsmax questions the push to vaccinate this age group with an experimental vaccine.
And the science tells us that the mortality rate from COVID for children is 0.025%, about the same as it is for seasonal flu. We don't go through all of these measures every year for seasonal flu. And in addition to that, this is still experimental. We have no idea what the long-term consequences are. Why wouldn't we simply encourage people to seek the advice of their caregiver and arm themselves with appropriate information, rather than having a bunch of bureaucrats, even if some of them have MD behind their name, trying to make decisions for everyone? And there is no one-size-fits-all, because when you look at the people who have died, the children who have died, almost all of them had significant comorbidities. So why would you take something that was zero risk and inject long-term risk into it? But the children are going to be around for a very long time. Why would we subject them to that risk?
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now 34 after the hour, the familiar voices of Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Victoria Off. Today we are, I think, fundamental believers here. I don't think I know that a kind word and a kind deed can move mountains, change people, their attitude toward you, maybe their attitude toward life. You know, sometimes it escapes us all. I found myself yesterday talking to one of the people that works with me on the farm, and when I was done with the conversation, I didn't like what I'd said, or more importantly, the way I'd said it. And this is a wonderful woman who's been working for me for 17 years, been around about as long as you have, Jennifer, on the radio. Very sweet, kind woman, would never hurt a fly, and I was annoyed at her for kind of a silly reason. Well, it was a legitimate reason, but it's just I didn't handle it well. And I think that at that moment, can you stop and remember who the intended beneficiary is of your thoughts, and what do people remember or carry from the conversation? The meaning of the conversation or the tone in which it was presented? I think that's something to think about a little bit. Maybe we apply that to the people involved in January 6th. I guess there was, in terms of working these people over, this guy who was the mixed martial arts fighter, got 41 months in the slammer.
That's a little.
Name is Scott Fairlamb. He's the first one sent to jail, right?
What's his charge? Yes, what's the charge?
The charge was... mass. I don't know what the, you know, he was charged with disturbing the peace.
Yeah.
Right? See, he shoved a police officer, punched somebody in the face, and that kind of
stuff. This is what people are like.
But he had a criminal record before, Jennifer. I think that's one of the reasons.
And there were a lot of people like that who were there trying to do no good. Exactly. Yeah. But one of the things that I think is really interesting in the so-called insurrection is that no one has been charged with that. No one has been charged with trying to stage a coup and take over the government. No one's been charged with insurrection charges. Mm-hmm. It's always disturbing the peace. It's, you know, whatever it is, whatever they come up with. And so not only are these people getting slow walked and kept in solitary confinement in prison, not allowed to go to church, not allowed to go outside, not even, and they're not even been convicted yet. These are people who are just awaiting trial and not being allowed to have bail. They're just sitting there rotting away waiting for their trial to take place. But then the people who have officially been charged, none of them are being charged with insurrection. And so we talked earlier about how the media kind of misrepresents things and the rest of us just kind of operate under that assumption because it's what the newspaper said. And how much of that is really true? And are these people just sitting there? It's no doubt that there were people who did wrong and who did some serious things. But can we deal with those people in the way that we would deal with everybody else who would be in the same category with them? It's not happening.
You look at some of the overview. The Willard Hotel is right down the street from the White House. I've stayed there a couple of times. You ever been, either of you, to the Willard? It's a kind of neat old hotel.
No, haven't.
Anyway, most of the rioters who were the organizers were at the hotel the day before. And you'd have to have been blind not to have seen that they were up to something. And that's one of the things that's come up here, that this was not a spontaneous.
But remember, there were people who planned a rally, and those people did nothing wrong. And that was the majority of people that were
there.
We
should have more of those, matter of fact, to protest.
That were legitimately just rallying and protesting what they thought was wrong with the election. It's the people who broke inside and, you know, who are now facing those trespassing charges. So I think it's, you know, there's a lot of misinformation that gets pushed out there about who was involved and who these people
were. Who is Michael Flynn? Why do I remember that name?
He was the National Security Advisor under Obama and under Trump.
Okay. So what's his role in this? I see that he did an interview with Alex Jones the day before in his room at the Willard. And he seems to have been planning, they were planting the seeds then. There.
That's what the media is telling you, that they were like planting the seeds, that the Trump administration was behind this, that they wanted a coup.
I didn't see although Stone was there and Giuliani was there.
There is no proof of that whatsoever. The reason Giuliani was there is because he was one of the president's lawyers who was investigating all of this stuff that happened during the election. Michael Flynn has been an ally and an advisor to the president in an unofficial, or to the former president in an unofficial capacity. So the reason that you're hearing Michael Flynn's name again is because the committee led by Adam Schiff and other Democrats who do not like Trump and they want to vilify Republicans going into 2022, calling everybody an insurrectionist and a white supremacist so that people don't show up and vote because they're afraid of those monikers. They've subpoenaed like 21 people around Trump to try to get them to come in and testify. And I'm glad because I'd love to see Michael Flynn and Kayleigh McEnany sit there and testify to that committee. I'll sit and eat my popcorn and watch them while they do it.
All right, speaking of eating popcorn and watching what's going on, Alec Baldwin apparently has been sued by one of the staffers on Rust as the investigation continues. I guess you had to expect this, right?
Oh, for sure. Not as an actor, but as a producer.
Right, yeah, he's the one that had to sign the paychecks and make the hiring decisions. So
fail to act with reasonable care, that kind of stuff. What do you do?
I still think it's interesting that the prop master keeps saying that it was a setup, that someone is trying to intentionally set her up. That is a really weird and interesting defense.
Well, and if she were good at her job, even if that was the case, she wouldn't have fallen for it.
If she knew what
there's
she was doing.
There's just no storyline or pointing blame anywhere else that makes her come out of this not looking like the one truly
she was the problem. Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, there's some other legal stuff. The Elizabeth Holmes trial. Here's somebody that's attracted a lot of attention because she made billions of dollars with that phony company. And so the big question now in the minds of the jurors, apparently, maybe even with Ms. Holmes, they're getting close to wrapping up their case. Will she take the stand to defend herself? You know, if you watch any of these crime dramas on TV, a lot of times the lawyers for the defense don't want their client to be up on the stand because they know too much or they're liable to get tripped up or whatever. I don't see any way this woman's not going down, at least in some way, shape, or form. Do you agree with me? She bilked about $700 million from investors. And this was, was supposedly a blood diagnostics company. And it was all phony baloney.
She got $700 million from investors. Her company was valued at $9 billion before it went under, before all of the legal investigations. And so the thing that people are wondering is whether or not the lawyers are going to call her to testify. They said that she's likely to take the stand to testify about an abusive relationship with her co-defendant, who is Sunny Balwani, and they're going to try him separately. But her defense lawyer said that maybe they might send her away from testifying on behalf of herself. But I'm sure they want to try to get some sympathy, right? They want to make her, him look like the bad guy, her look like the good guy. And so they'll try to get her to go on the stand and tell her story about her abusive relationship.
Well, she's an attractive white woman, and people were all fascinated that at the age she was, she had become a billionaire. And wow, isn't that a great American story? It's the American dream. Yada, yada. She's just a cheap crook. That's all. That's what I.
And, of course, streaming Hulu has already, they have a story,
a movie.
Film, a series about her in the works.
Right.
The real life story.
Yeah. Speaking
the
of
Dropout, slated
what's
for
on
a 2022
TV?
Release.
Yep. The Billie Eilish connection to Sesame Street. Apparently, the HBO people have bought the rights to Sesame Street. So they're going to be, Sesame Street's going to HBO Max. Not that they're not still going to be on PBS, but apparently is that much of a fly. I think that's, I actually think that's probably a good idea. Anyway.
It's a reason to get HBO.
Yeah, right. So she's doing a duet with the Count. You got that?
When
now we're talking.
I'm counting with you, I'm happier than ever.
Numbers sound so much better.
Here's what we'll do. Come on, let's count to two.
She's got a nice voice. I quite like her voice.
Her voice is awesome. It has like that classic. Yeah.
What's happening to the Count back there?
You can count him out, it sounds like. Yeah. Anyway, so Sesame Street premieres on HBO Max today. For those of you who are interested, there's going to be other performances, Demi Lovato, Elton John, that sort of thing, bringing it over. At any rate, I think it's really, it's cool. Nice. And her voice is cool as well. The entertainment department now moving over to the Die movie and all the stuff with the Crown. Her friend and film producer, is it Jemima Khan? Is that how you pronounce the name? I think it is, right? Jemima Khan.
Sounds good. No relation to Shaka, right?
No relation to Shaka. Apparently cut his ties to the Crown because of the way the show is depicting Diana in the fifth season. He was asked by the Crown creator to help write the scripts, which covered Diana's last years before she died. And so she's a producer and gets credit. She's done other things like this. She's the former wife of cricket legend Imran Khan. I don't know who that is. Pakistani big cricket player. Do you, anybody know who that is? And maybe that's not germane to the story. Just interesting that they're taking, maybe the focus here is on how they're taking license with the facts. And we go back to our discussion that we continue to have here, Jennifer, about all of us losing faith in institutions. A documentary is supposed to present the facts, but apparently they're twisting and turning the facts to suit themselves.
Imagine
that. Happens, yeah, always in, or not always, but a lot of times.
Creative liberties. Everyone does it.
That's right.
Yeah,
make it a better story.
It's a Hollywood story. Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So have you seen the movie Spencer? Anybody seen that movie yet?
No, I haven't. I'd like to, though.
I want to see that. Yeah, I do. I want to see it as well. Yep.
Is it out?
Yeah, it is. It's out. It was out limited release last week. It was in L.A. because I saw it in the theaters. I don't know. I think it's wide release this week, as a matter of fact. Department of Justice has sued Uber for overcharging people with disabilities. This is pretty despicable if it's true. And you wonder, they're charging wait time fees because the passengers can't move as fast. It's not a good look.
What?
Yeah. The Department of Justice says that disabled passengers need additional time for various reasons. And you can figure that. They got a wheelchair or a walker or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And so now they found out that Uber is charging these people by the minute. If they have to wait more than 2 minutes, they start charging them. You'd think that they'd be smart enough to see beyond that, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you think that they'd want not to have that look? Yeah. What a bunch of dummies.
But is it up to the driver's discretion? Because, again, if it's not, then that's a problem with how Uber is just doing billing, because there's also people who just maybe don't want to leave the bar, and Uber's sitting outside waiting while they're trying to wrap up their check, and I can understand that's not their fault.
No, not at all, but use some common sense when it comes to people with disabilities. That would be my advice for anybody who's driving an Uber car, but then who's coming to me for advice? I don't know. Well, some people are. That's part of our conversation, by the way, the fact that we have a lot of these discussions on our daily DJV podcast, something you might want to listen to if you don't catch the whole program. Listen to the podcast, djvshow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Three past the hour now. It's DJV Health Time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here to answer questions that are sent along, questions that are brought up. A lot of these questions come from looking at some of the medical journals. They bring the, sometimes the studies, Ken, that are done, they bring more, even though they publish the results, they are responsible for more questions than they answer. Right? And that, don't you find that from time to time? Another question is brought up by the results of a certain study. Seems to me that that's one of
the... That's what the investigators, the researchers hope for.
Yeah, I guess, well, curiosity.
Keeps their work going.
All right, there's a German study that questions whether there are benefits to drinking. Now, this is a question that goes on and on. So what do you think? Does moderate drinking affect people like your cardiologist, or people who drink more have more heart attacks?
Well, don't shoot the messenger, but there's a... a publication in PLOS Medicine, very reputable journal this week, from study in Germany that showed that any drinking, even when it's moderate, moderate is defined as 1 to 2 servings a day for a man and or 0 to 1 serving per day for a woman. And even when you stick to these moderate levels, you're going to die earlier. And this goes against some of the common beliefs, especially for wine, that it may actually improve the health. Doctors don't, in general, Doug, recommend drinking because it's very hard, even if it was to be of a benefit, because it's very hard for people to therapeutically stay in the boundary of what's considered a healthy level. So if you, we bring it out. So if you are in that level, you know you're doing yourself okay. Again, I don't want to take away people's pleasures, and I understand, you know, how people use this socially and in the interest of being a hell of a guy, but in general, it's not clear you're doing any of this for your health. You know, we thought right. You might be, but after you read this pretty thorough German study, it looks like you may not be doing
it. But does it matter what you drink? Like wine, people say there are benefits of wine. Would that be better than bourbon?
Prior to this study, there was this general feeling that wine was probably the most healthy of the choices of alcohol. But this study brings up the question that none of it may be good. And I think it just points out that even more study, larger studies, longer-term follow-up is needed. But, alcohol, and I'm not going to sound like a real popular guy here, but it's probably overrated.
It's okay. Okay, then let's talk about some other liquid. Water. There's a question about whether use of water drives infections. Isn't it because the water may not be clean? I mean, there's a whole debate. I have well water on my farm. I prefer that. Have it tested once a year. It's much cleaner and better than the public water supply. But that's probably not the case everywhere, is it?
Right. What this study published in Philosophical Transactions B, isn't boy, it's not an interesting name of a journal, this month, it didn't say that, water's all bad. It said when there are these big infectious disease outbreaks, look to the water, because often the water is somehow involved in the cause of these huge infectious disease outbreaks. That was the interesting issue point this article was trying to make. In studying big outbreaks of disease, of infectious diseases, it seems like water is so often involved. Not always, but often.
All right. There's a question about those who are at risk for mental health disorders. Is it harder or easier for people in terms of their mental health? I guess the question is, is your mental health going to be better if you live in the country or in the city? That's a good one. I like that question myself.
Well, I would think probably somewhere in between.
In the suburban.
Yes.
In the suburban reality, it's better. Well, okay.
I think that that's probably what the studies show. That it's somewhere in between where the mental health is the best.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I think one of the things we don't talk about enough is psychiatry. I think this country is woefully behind in understanding or being interested even in good mental health. And as you know, you're a physical health guy, but people who have a bad attitude or questions or the reliability of their mental ability to figure things out can have a pretty tough life physically as well. So that certainly is food for thought. Questions for Dr. Ken. Here I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.